This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
You are now being transferred to broadcast. To end, hang up.
Welcome, everyone. Glad that the rain slowed down, that everybody should be able to come to shul. It is slowed down, right? Yeah. We're finishing the 18th perek with Mishnah Tes, as we learn sponsored by Fisher family, Lenishmas Basi Bas Robert Shalom Ben Avraham Malevi Peril Bas Ruvain, Lenishmas Dov Ben Chaim Lufu Shalem Afur, Aliyah Moshe Mechai Sor Yaakov Ben Bas Yileya, Schus of Avraham and Yom Ben Shmalk Yehudis, by Yo Klugman and family, Lufu Shalem Afur, Chana Bas Shashabina, Rivka Bas Shiva Leia, Hinda Bas Chai Sor, Moshe Mei Ben Estival Yitzim and Tzim and Dusha, Mei Ben Chai Sor, they should have Rufu Shalem Abseh Shechel Yisrael. So obviously a bed, if it's not, it's cut in half, it's going to lose its tumah. So mita shenignav chetzia, somebody stole half a bed. Ay ovah chetzia, half of the bed got lost. Ay chaluku achen, or was divided by brothers that divided an estate, ay shetofen, or by partners, tahira, because a half a bed doesn't have tumah. Hecheziruha, now this is the chiddush. When they put it back together again, now we said by clay matches, when you put it back together again, the tumah returns. But here, when they return it, mekabelos tumah mekanal haba, it's only mekabel tumah from now on, but the old tumah does not come back. We'll see that there's going to be an exception to this. Now, mita mitama chavila. If let's say you have the kera, which is the foot of the bed, which was a big foot, so it could be sat upon, so, and it's attached to a sideboard. So when it becomes tameh, because we said you could sit on it, it could be tameh medrash, when it becomes tameh, the whole package becomes tameh. The sideboard becomes tameh too. And the chiddush is umitaheres chavila, that you could tevel it in one piece. You don't have to take apart the leg, because you could say the part that's attached to the side is not going to get into the water, but it's considered like a package, and therefore you could mitare it all in one piece. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim are mitame evarim. The Chachamim says that no, in this case, it is an individual part, so only the leg becomes tame, because that's what's right to sit upon. The part with it doesn't become tameh. Umitaveres eivarim. When you're mitare it, you got to take it apart so that the whole leg should get into the water. Now we start the 19th perek. Hamafarek es hamita latvila. Now this was a collapsible bed. And this is talking about in the olden days, they had rooms that had to double to be used for something else. So they would collapse the bed. Now, since it's a collapsible bed and it's taken apart and it's meant to be put back again, so even though it's a wooden keli, the tumah does return, because since it was meant to be taken apart and put back together, so then hamafarekes hamita latabila, when the bed is taken apart in pieces, in order to be tovel the pieces so that it shouldn't get tumah shouldn't come get back when you put it back together again. And somebody touches the pieces, or vanageya b'chavolon, or he touches the rope of the bed. The rope is not a keli when it's detached. Tahar. Now, when the rope is attached to the bed, it is tamei. That chevel me'emasa hu chibel amita. When is the rope considered to be attached to the bed? Mishi yisorik bo shloisha batim. The bed has horizontal and vertical ropes, and they weave it in and out. When you weave in and out three rows, so you have three rows, so then it's part of the bed, and even the part of the rope that's not woven is also tamei. However, let's say the rope is a little bit chasim min hasefer over here, but let's say the rope wasn't enough to finish the weave of the bed, so you had to tie another rope to it. So the rope that is the original rope that you did already three boxes So the whole rope is tame. The second attached rope is not tame. But what about the place of the knot? So vanagam and a keshav lifnim, when you touch from the keshav within, that part is tame. The old rope is tame. Min a keshav lechutz, from the keshav and outside, the new rope is tar. And the person that touches it is tahar. Now, what about the knot itself? There are pieces that come out on the side of the knot to make it tight. Those pieces are necessary for the knot to take hold. So nimei akesher, the threads of the knot, they call it the strands of the knot. Hanageya b'tzorchai, the part that makes the rope tight, the knot tight, tamei. B'kamahu tzorchai, how much is tzorchai? Rabbi Yudai m'sholosh etzbois, three finger breadths of the strands is considered necessary for the knot, and that also is tamei and will be metame. It would be metame if, for example, the bed is an avatoma, so then it would be metame. Let me just give you the schedule for tomorrow. So tomorrow, Erev Tisha B'Av, we have, this is not the schedule. You didn't put out the schedule?
Yes, he did. He put it out the other day.
There's one on your wall.
I'm not going to read it from the wall. That's Nachamu. You don't put out the pages?
Yes, well, what am I
yesterday? The second one. Oh, okay, here, we got one. No, this is... No.
He didn't put out one specifically when the fast began.
Okay, we got one now. Okay, so Mincha tomorrow is 6:30. Mishneh Yomis is a mistake. Mishneh Yomis will be hopefully 6:20, not 5:50. Just didn't exchange. Didn't forgot to switch it. So Mishneh Yomis will be 6:20 with Mincha 6:30. The fast will start at 8:20. We'll have Divrei Hesiris at 8:55 with Mariv and Eicha at 9:10. So again, Mincha 6:30, fast starts at 8:20, Divrei Hesiris at 8:55, Mariv at 9:10. Shachris on Tisha B'Av is 9 o'clock, Chatzais is 12:56, Mincha is 7:45, there'll be Divrei Hesiris 15 minutes before Maariv at 8:35. Maariv is at 8:49. The fast ends at 9:09. And Daf Yomi, Motzi Tisha B'Av, is 10:15.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.